it'll say, let us continue with this transmission in the following way. We have discussed along this notion of living in the moment, the idea that what you choose your state of being to be is of paramount importance. State of being is the most critical issue, which is why in the secret it was mentioned that the secret to the secret was simply choosing to be happy. For no other reason other than that is your preferred state of being. Because there is no empirical physical reality, then state of being really becomes the only thing that determines the experience that you have in the idea of physical reality, because that's all it is. It's an experience, it's an idea. That is what is real about it, the experience. But physical reality itself is not real by itself on its own. As you choose the state of being that you prefer, or based on whatever beliefs you have within your physiological mind, personality, structure, as you choose beliefs that determine what your state of being will be, that, of course, is what determines how you experience this idea of yourself called physical reality. Because that's all it is. It's an experience of your own consciousness from a particular point of view, from a particular state of being that generates that kind of an effect within you that you then call an externalized physical reality. Circumstances in physical reality thus are illusionary. They're just symbols. Again, as we have said many times, it's just a reflection based on what you are giving off. Now, the secret calls this idea, law of attraction, the primary law. We refer to it as the third law of creation. It is, however, the first law of action, even within the four laws. Because the first law that you exist is simply a description of a state of being. The second law, that the one is all, the all are one, is also a description of the nature, of the structure of that state of being. But the third law, what you put out is what you get back, is the first law of action. And that is what is being said and the difference being made in the secret by calling the law of attraction the first or primary law of the universe. Because it is the first law of action, and it's therefore the first law that actually brings about manifestational experience. Then the fourth law, everything changes except the first three laws, is what qualifies and colors that experience, what allows you different perspectives of the experience of creating the idea of physical reality. You will remember that what was also very important in the secret was this idea that we talked about before about being passionate, as expressed in the concept of play, of playing with everything that happens in your reality, really having an attitude of gratitude toward it so that you receive every experience you have in a playful way, and thus by receiving it in that playful way can do that much more with it, be that much more creative with it, allow it to be that much more flexible, malleable, stretchable, changeable, formable. Play. That energy is what allows physical reality to become like clay. So play with the clay of physical reality If you approach it from an energy state of being that is of a lower vibration, that's when the clay hardens. That's when it's unchanging in that state. But as soon as you start to be more playful with what's going on in your life, it softens and becomes clay-like, plastic, malleable, formable, changeable again, and gets in step with the fourth law. As you do, change is the only constant. So in that sense, when you become more playful, you become more changeable. And as a result, your physical reality will mirror that changeability. Become easier to transform from one kind of reflection to another. Now, very important, very important, very important. This is where physical mind, once again, can sometimes get caught up in its own sense of control. And that is that when we talk about the idea that what you put out is what you get back, the physical mind, because, again, of how it looks at physical reality being the only thing there is, will assume that if it doesn't see an exact one-to-one reflection in the circumstances that surround you with what it is you believe you're giving off, you will think that something has failed. Again, I remind you, this is where you get caught in your own paradoxical trap. Even though it is true that what you put out is what you get back, and that by being in a certain state of being, that will determine what the circumstances around you are, the first stage of that, the first manifestation of that, will be usually, especially in your world of space and time, usually the first reflection will look the same as it used to. Because this gives you an opportunity to reinforce the state of being by responding to the circumstances that look the same differently than you did before. And that is where you then allow the circumstances to truly reflect that you have changed and demonstrate that you truly have changed by responding to the circumstances differently, even if they look the same as they used to. That's how it works. So first, the first reflection will usually be an echo of how it used to look. You must not respond to the echo as if that's the representation of your new state. You must respond to it, in a sense, as if you know it's just an echo, and that what you're putting out now, the new response to the old circumstances, that will solidify the vibration of your preferred state of being and truly allow the circumstances to change themselves and take their cue from the new vibration you're putting out, which is the absolute certainty that you are different. Because if you respond to the old echo in the same way you used to, you are not different. So in a sense, it's like you're testing yourself. It's like you're giving yourself an opportunity to decide whether you really do want the circumstances to change by first presenting yourself very often with the same set of circumstances to see if you respond differently to them, making a clear commitment that you have, in fact, vibrationally changed your state of being. Once you have then done that and respond differently to the same set of circumstances, then you have established that you truly have changed, and then the circumstances can reflect that change. So don't be fooled by the echo into thinking you've done something wrong by labeling it in the same way you used to. Oh, I didn't see what I wanted to get immediately. It looks the same as it did before. The same people are here giving me the same kind of feedback. I must have done something wrong, or something's not working, or you find that you're reacting to it in the same way you used to, because if you do, you have not changed. So that's the self-reinforcing mechanism that gives you the opportunity to decide whether you really want to change that circumstance or not. Because again, remember, All belief systems, by definition, are self-reinforcing. They have to be. If belief systems were not self-reinforcing and making themselves seem like the only thing there is to believe in, you wouldn't be able to have an actual, distinct, discrete belief system experience. If beliefs did not come with a self-reinforcing mechanism, you wouldn't be able to have a discrete physical experience. And because they come with a self-reinforcing mechanism, when you change your vibrational state, one of the last things to fade will be the self-reinforcing mechanism. It will present the same scenario to you once again, but it will be presented not as a concrete reality, but only as an illusion, only as an echo of what was, to give you a chance to really decide that you will break through that self-reinforcing mechanism by defining and labeling it differently than you used to, proving that you have changed, thus allowing the reflection to then truly come. That's how that works. Use that mechanism to your advantage by understanding very clearly. And if you wish to use this almost as a mantra, you certainly may. Again, as we discussed last night, all of these things are nothing more than permission slips that if you decide they work for you, if you decide they resonate according to your frequency, will simply allow you to permit yourself to change in the way you prefer to. The thing, the mantra, doesn't do it for you. It simply is a reflection of the belief system within you that says this is what you will allow to give you permission, to give yourself permission to change in the way you wish to. So use this as a mantra if you wish, if it works for you, knowing that you're doing it if you need it at all. And that is, again, the idea, not even so much the statement that circumstances do not determine state of being. State of being determines circumstances. Now, you can use that. However, we would also suggest something even simpler and something even stronger. And that is simply, and the mantra is this, circumstances don't matter. Only state of being matters. And again, listen to the way that this synchronistically translates in your English language. Circumstances don't matter. They do not create materialization. Only state of being matters. Only state of being materializes experience. So, the mantra is, anytime you find yourself doubting, stuck, fearful, because of what you believe the situation is, what you believe the circumstances are, you can, if you wish, use this little reminder. Circumstances don't matter. Only state of being matters. And then choose the state of being you prefer. And then redefine the circumstances from that state of being so that you can erase the echo and allow the true reflection to then take form from your state of being. Circumstances don't matter. Only state of being matters. Now, we apologize if what we are about to do with you, to some of your physical minds, may sound, a little cultish. It isn't meant this way. It's simply meant to express to you something very important. It's one thing very often to your physical minds when you hear someone else's voice say something. It's another when your own voice says it. So, repeat out loud after me. Circumstances don't matter.
Circumstances don't matter.
Only my state of being matters.
Only my state of being matters.
Now, do it with excitement in a calm way. Because what this begets is simple certainty. Repeat. Circumstances don't matter.
Circumstances don't
Only my state of being matters. One more time. Circumstances don't matter. Only my state of being matters. One more time. Circumstances don't matter. Only my state of being matters. Understand. When you say this to yourself in your own vibrational voice, you will start to listen. Because what you're doing by making this statement is what we talked about earlier. You are voicing a message from the higher self in language the physical mind understands. This mantra and all mantras of this nature are exactly that kind of tool. It is a way of translating for the physical mind, in terms it can understand, a communication from the higher self. That's why they're powerful, if you agree that it's a permission slip that works for you. So, anytime you find yourself in doubt, in fear, confused about the circumstances going on, stop. Say to yourself, out loud, no matter how many people might think you're crazy. Yes, of course, yes, of course, yes, of course, you can say it inside your head if you wish to. But if you're really being bold, and if it's really important to you to have the reality you prefer, then make a commitment and say it out loud. You don't have to shout, you don't have to scream. But stop and say, circumstances don't matter. Only my state of being matters. What state of being do I prefer? Then choose. And as you choose, behave that way toward the circumstances. You will be amazed at how quickly it will evaporate. You will take people off guard. At the very least, they might say, oh, she's crazy, and move away. And then you won't have to deal with them anymore. So one way or another, it will create the bubble reality of your preferred vibration and will act as an organizing principle and driving energy to move out of that bubble any vibration that is incompatible. It is one of the strongest, most centering statements you can make for yourself. Circumstances don't matter. Only my state of being matters. What state of being do I prefer? Then behave that way. That's all there is to that idea of centering. That's all there is to the idea of redefining, re-identifying yourself, and remaining on the cutting edge, the leading edge, the crest of the wave of the transformation. That's really all it takes. Now, to whatever degree your physical mind's belief system will allow you to believe that is your process to work on, if such a process is even needed. But I guarantee you, if you can truly, as you say, get into the absolute certainty of that statement, if you can truly understand that it is a true message from your higher self in physical mind terminology, and you truly pay attention to it, don't just get caught up in rote repetition until your voice becomes a droning thing you no longer hear. But when you truly say it in your own voice and truly listen to your own voice and pay attention to the vibration of your own voice saying it, you will hear the truth in it. And as soon as you really hear the truth in it, you will feel your entire physical being go, oh. I don't have to try so hard. It doesn't matter what the circumstances are. Only my state of being matters. Oh, oh, joy. What is this feeling? What is this feeling? Oh my gosh, it's so foreign. Joy? Unbridled, unconditional love and joy. I'm tingling. You know, I like this sensation. I think I'll create more of it. Now, then. We love your paradoxical language. No wonder you're so confused. Now, then. Now or then? All right. Here and now, let us have sharing with questions if you wish.